Chapter 4. A Sad Goodbye. Mowgli pressed his face close to the window of the hut and looked inside. He saw the fire on the hearth. A woman got up and fed it with black lumps of coal. When the morning came, Mowgli saw a child pick up a pot, fill it with lumps of red-hot coal, and go outside to tend to the cows. Mowgli went around the corner of the hut and met the boy, took the pot from his hand, and disappeared into the jungle while the child howled with fear. Halfway up the hill, Mowgli met Bagheera. "Akela has missed," said the panther. "The pack would have killed him last night, but they needed you too. They were looking for you on the hill."
"I was in the village getting the red flower," said Mowgli. "See?"
He held up the fire pot.
"Good. Now, I have seen men put a dry branch into that stuff, and then the red flower burst at the end of it," said Bagheera.
All that day, Mowgli sat in the cave tending his fire pot and putting dry branches into it to see how they looked. He soon found a branch that satisfied him. In the evening, Tabaki came to the cave and rudely told Mowgli that he was wanted at the Council Rock. Akela lay beside his rock as a sign that the leadership of the pack was open, and Shere Khan walked around with his following of scrap-fed wolves. Bagheera lay close to Mowgli, who sat with the fire pot between his knees. When they were all gathered together, Shere Khan began to speak, something he wouldn't have dared to do if Akela was still in his prime. Mowgli leaped to his feet.
"Free people," he cried. "Does Shere Khan lead the pack? What does a tiger have to do with our leadership?"
"Since the leadership is open," began Shere Khan.
"By whom?" asked Mowgli.
"The leadership of the pack is with the pack alone."
There were yells among the pack.
"Silence! Let him speak! He has kept our law."
At last, the seniors of the pack roared,
"Let Akela speak first."
Akela raised his old head and said, "I have missed my kill. Your right is to kill me here on this rock. Now, I ask one question. Who comes to make an end of the lone wolf?" There was a long silence. No wolf wanted to fight Akela to the death. Then Shere Khan roared,
"What are we to do with this toothless fool? He must die. It is the man's cub who has lived too long. He was my meal from the very start. Give me the man cub, or I will hunt on your lands forever and not give you one bone to chew on. He is a man's child, and I hate him."
Then more than half of the pack yelled, "What is a man to do with us? Let him go to his own place in the village."
"And have all of the villagers turn against us?" asked Shere Khan. "No man's cub can run with the people of the jungle. Give him to me."
"He is our brother in all but blood," said Akela quietly. "For the sake of the honor of the pack, I promise that if you let the man cub go to his own place among the villagers, I will not, when my time comes to die, bear one tooth against any of you. I will die without fighting. I can also save you the shame of killing a brother against whom there is no fault. A brother brought into the pack according to the law of the jungle."
"He is a man, a man, a man," snarled the younger wolves.
Most of the wolves then began to gather around Shere Khan. Mowgli stood up with a fire pot in his hands.
"Listen," he cried. "You no longer have a say. That matter is now with me, as I have brought here with me a little of the red flower. See the thing which you all fear."
Mowgli threw the fire pot on the ground, and some of the red coals lit a bit of dried grass and flared up. Everyone in the council drew back in terror before the leaping flames of the fire. Mowgli thrust his branch into the fire, lit the end of it, and spun it above his head among the trembling wolves.
"I see that you are all scared dogs," said Mowgli, staring at the wolves. "I will leave you all and go to my own people. The jungle is now shut to me, and I must forget your friendship. But I will be kinder than you are. I promise that when I am a man among men, I will not betray you to men
as you have all betrayed me. There will be no war between people and the pack."
Mowgli then marched over to where Shere Khan sat with the other wolves.
"Up, dog!" shouted Mowgli. "Up when a man speaks, or I'll set your coat on fire!"
Shere Khan's ears lay flat back on his head, and he shut his eyes as the flaming branch came closer. Mowgli then beat Shere Khan over the head with the branch, and the tiger whined in pain as the sparks burned his coat.
"Bah! Burned jungle cat, go now!
For the rest of you, Akela goes free to live as he pleases. You will not kill him. Now go!" yelled Mowgli as the fire burned furiously at the end of his branch. He waved the branch around the circle, and the wolves ran away howling. At last, there were only Akela, Bagheera, and maybe 10 wolves who had sided with Mowgli. Suddenly, Mowgli caught his breath and began crying. Hot tears rolled down his face.
"I do not wish to leave the jungle," said Mowgli.
He sat and cried as though his heart would break. After a time, Mowgli dried his eyes and stood up.
"Before I go to the men, I must say goodbye to my mother," said Mowgli sadly.
So Mowgli went to the cave where Mother Wolf lived with Father Wolf. When he saw her, he began crying again, while his brothers howled.
"Come back soon," cried Mother Wolf. "Little naked son of mine, child of man, I loved you as much as I loved my own cubs."
"I will come back one day," said Mowgli. "When I come, it will be to lay out Shere Khan's hide upon the council rock. Don't forget me. Tell them in the jungle to never forget me."
The sun was just starting to rise when Mowgli went down the hill alone to meet those mysterious things that are called men.